With news from Aspen Public Radio, I'm Molly Dove. Requests for food assistance in Picken County went up dramatically during the pandemic. Applications for SNAP, also known as food stamps, were up more than 600% during the month of April. Alex Hager reports.
Officials from Picken County Human Services said they're currently managing 293 cases of people or households receiving the federal food assistance. That is up more than 60% over last year. In March of this year, food stamps accounted for a $30,000 payout, but in April, that was up to $90,000. In Thursday's community meeting, officials said the county's COVID relief efforts have already paid out more than $2.25 million. I'm Alex Hager, Aspen Public Radio News.
Former Governor John Hickenlooper squared off against former House Speaker Andrew Romanoff Tuesday in their first Democratic primary debate. As Scott Franz reports, the U.S. Senate candidates clashed over health care, police reforms, and ethics laws.
In a tense moment, Romanoff said Hickenlooper should consider withdrawing because an ethics board ruled last week that he improperly accepted free flights twice as governor.
The truth is, John Hickenlooper represents a threat that we cannot afford.
Hickenlooper blamed dark money Republican groups for filing the complaints against him. He also said the ruling would not hurt his chances running against incumbent Cory Gardner.
It's clear that I have a relationship with Coloradans through thick and thin, and that they're going to recognize these as smear attacks that will be used against any Democratic candidate.
Romanoff spent the rest of the Nine News debate casting himself as the more progressive candidate, saying he supports Medicare for All. Hickenlooper touted his record as governor and his ability to find compromise. I'm Scott Franz in Denver.
Carbondale's Thunder River Theater Company concludes its 2019-2020 season with a performance of The Pink Unicorn, which premieres virtually today. Arts and culture reporter Kirsten Dobroth has more.
The Pink Unicorn offers a laughable and sometimes heart-wrenching take on gender identity and queerness set in conservative Texas. The production's star, Missy Moore, won a Colorado Theatre Guild Henry Award as the play's lead last year at Denver's Antodo II Theatre Company. She resumes the role for Thunder River. Corey Simpson is Thunder River Theatre Company's executive artistic director.
It's comical, and it does take on a very challenging issue, and at the same time, what could be more timely than a play that is about us learning to accept each other for who we are. And this piece does that in a really heartfelt way.
Audiences can buy tickets and watch a pre-taped performance that will be available online tonight through June 27th. Kirsten Dobroth, Edlis Neeson, Arts and Culture Desk.
A national survey of infant outcomes show that our region has work to do for children of color. The Mountain West News Bureau's Madeline Beck reports.
The nonprofit 0 to 3 analyzes metrics that contribute to a child's success every year. And for the first time, they broke it down by race. They found that infant mortality was higher for Hispanic babies than for white babies, and even worse for Black babies. In parts of our region, more than 3 times worse. Mountain West states had mixed results when it came to other factors that influence infant health too, like access to health insurance or prenatal care. Patricia Cole with 0 to 3 thinks we need to address those.
These are our future workers and innovators and leaders, and the foundation that we're giving them today is going to determine how well our country does in the future.
Cole says that states may have better data sets of their own, but this is just a first step to call for change. According to CDC data, Native Americans also have high rates of infant mortalities, often nearly as high as Black Americans. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Madeline Beck.
And I'm Molly Dove, Aspen Public Radio News.